normally get this many calls in a week, and I've gotten two while I'm trying to do this thing tonight. AA4AV. Well, Patrick, I don't know if I've really answered your question, but when you stack more elements up, right, you've got the J-pole, all right? That's a half-wave dipole in fed. All right, I'm using one that's basically in fed, but it's 2 5/8 waves. Basically what that does is the donut pattern that you have off of a vertical antenna is being squashed. So if you took two books and you squashed a donut, then the pattern that's coming off of the antenna with multiple elements gets flatter and flatter and flatter. You've got the same amount of power, but you're concentrating it into a more narrow field. So along the center line of that antenna is about the effective height of it. So I hope with that explanation that gives you some better frame of reference.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was looking at the diagram online as you were speaking, and that makes perfect sense now. So, again, thank you very much. I appreciate you hosting this, and I look forward to checking in with you again in the future, because I'm sure I'm going to have more questions, specifically in the HF area, because I'm interested in moving on to that, but I have no idea what's going on. So, that will be another day. Anyway, thanks again. AA4AVKM4ICE.
Well, Patrick, thank you for stopping by, and I'm sure everybody that may be listening, even though they don't say anything, they benefit from discussions of this nature, and I hope it catches on, and I hope some of the other guys will jump in, and that's been instructors and been around for a while and have answers to some of these questions also. Some of the digital modes, I am sadly weak in that area, but so far as the basic radio, antennas, grounding, power, I can field those questions quite well. Some of the operating modes that are alien to me, I will pawn off on somebody else. This is AA4EV. Any other questions for tonight?
KE4UP, repeater.
AA4AV, KK4TPI.
Evening, Casey. Have you anything for us tonight?
Not too much on the technical side. Like I said, I'm going to be more of a listener than a talker, but I just found it inspiring that after we had a very lengthy York-Pocosin that had just ended, I flipped down here, and 28 minutes later, you all are still on. So that's a very good sign that this may catch on well. My only input I can give is from what limited equipment that I have and what it's done for me or not done for me. So I'm pretty much going to be a product blogger for a while, but I sure will come up with some questions later on. KK4TPI, back to you.
Well, this seems like something that we should have been doing a long time ago. I don't know why I never thought about it until the other day, but with the advent of the classes being as fruitful as they've been, we've got a bunch of new people. They're setting up new stations. I had questions, and I'm sure other people do too. You'll have it. And we've had discussions in the past, just one-on-one. But this gives people a chance to sit and listen if they want to and chime in when they feel a desire to do so.
Well, what I like about it is, as I said, KK4TPI, I will have many, many, many questions as I go along, and it's nice to have a group Elmer pool party line type thing going on. That way there's more than one person listening and you can get more than one answer.
I used to have discussions like this with Britt Bellier. now Silent Key, but he was an extremely knowledgeable ham. And he and I would get in here and get beaten subjects to death. Probably bored whoever was listening to it, because we got sometimes a little bit deep into some of the technical side of it. But I thoroughly enjoyed that. Now, those of you that know Robert and me, we have little issues that we chide each other about. And we have a good time doing it, but we're always tech-teasing each other and having fun at it.
Oh, I agree. In the classes, the technical and general, I took, I could see you all bantering with one another, and you y'all have some friendly rivalries going on, which is all part of the fun. But that gentleman, he gave his call sign at the beginning of the York Pocosin net this evening. The gentleman who took the tech general and the amateur extra all in one sitting and didn't miss a question, he was on there again. I didn't realize it was him until the end of the session, and when he signed off, he didn't leave his call sign. But anyway, it sounds like he's going to be part of that group. And if I can get in touch with him, I think he would be a real addition to this particular exercise.
It would be nice if we had other people in here. Mine's not the only opinion around, obviously. I give it from my perspective. And of course, I've been into this electronics business for a long time. I have a commercial license and a ham license both. And a lot of years' experience in the technical side of it, doing repair work on gear similar to what we're using. So I can come at it with some authority, and I can also show my ignorance from time to time well, so too. So, and I also suffer from hoof and mouth disease. I have been known to shove hoof in mouth and wedge it in firmly. So, anyway, but it's a pleasure to get on here and talk the technical side of it. I've thoroughly enjoyed that.
Well, I just wish I hadn't lost interest in the hobby back in the 70s when I did, and just getting back into it now in the last couple of years. But yeah, like I said, I'm hammering through the amateur extra questions. I'm not even sure I care about the paper, the ticket. I just would like to learn more about the radios. And I'm reading a book on Tesla back in the 1890s to 1900s, and his almost contributions that he got. Obviously didn't get a lot of credit for things because he would start a project and then move on to something else. And with Marconi and Edison and all the others, it was a pretty fast and furious time for electronic discoveries. But it's a fascinating book, and it helps me understand the now from the past. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in.
All right, well, this has been going now for a little while. Longer than I guessed that it would. Let's see if there's anybody else that has a tech subject. If not, we'll shoot the breeze another minute or two, and I need to give my brother a call. He was the one that called me a little while ago. This is AA4AV with the Tech Topic Night. Anyone else that's listening that has something they would like to ask, I would be happy to try to field it.